1 Samuel chapter 30. And it's a story that is centered on King David prior to King David fully ascending to the throne of Israel. King Saul was very much still alive. Well, here's the story. King David had 1,600 fighting men with him. And they were leaving the area of the Philistines. And they were coming back to Ziklag. Now, the significance of this is the fact that all of their families, David and the fighting men, were at Ziklag. So they're coming home, in essence. Except when they got there, there was nobody home. You see, while they were gone, a marauding band of Amalekites came and kidnapped everybody. Well, you could imagine David and his men were rather angry. I could also imagine them heartbroken. So one thing leads to another, which leads to another, and finally they're on the trail of these Amalekites. And as they're getting closer to battle, 200 of the 600 warriors became so exhausted that they could go no further. So David made a decision to leave those 200 behind with some of the supplies. The 400 and David find the Amalekites. They win a great victory. Their families have been saved. They've gotten a lot of their stuff back, not to mention a lot of cattle that was in the area. So they start making their way back home. Well, they come to the 200 who are left behind with the supplies. And here's how the story goes from that point. Then David came to the 200 men who had been too exhausted to follow him and who were left behind at the Besar Ravine. They came out to meet David and the people with him. As David and his men approached, he greeted them. But all the evil men and troublemakers among David's followers said, "Because they did not go out with us, we will not share with them the plunder we recovered. However, each man may take his wife and children and go." David was none too happy about the grumbling of these evil warriors. Here is his answer. David replied, "No, my brothers, you must not do that with what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and handed over to us the forces that came against us. Who will listen to what you say? The share of the man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went down to battle. All will share alike." David made this a statute and an ordinance for Israel all the way down to this day as of the writing of 1 Samuel. Pretty generous thing. But something jumps out at me here. And what jumps out at me is a principle. And it applies directly to missions. And Brother Greg and I talked about this week. We are on our last Sunday of our missions month, November 2017. By the time we're done, we would have three missionaries. 2 weeks ago, we had David Robb, who's a U.S. missionary to the deaf in Philadelphia. Last Sunday, we had Debbie Coolish, who along with her husband Stephen, minister in New York City, doing a boatload of different things. And today, we have Brother Greg Donnelly and his beautiful wife Kathy, who's here with us, and they're going to share how they're working in the Middle East among many of the refugees that you're reading about in the news and online and all of these different things. And it kind of gets me that not all of us can go. Not all of us have a call of missions upon us. But all of us are very important to the missionary endeavor. You see, they're on the front lines. We're in the back with the supplies. But don't ever forget, and I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you this, we are indispensable to those who are on the front lines. As we give, as we bless, as we pray, as we support our missionaries, not just these three this month, but all of the missionaries that we support here at Emmanuel Assembly of God, of which there are many, many that we support. It's such a blessing to be a part of a missions-focused congregation. God needs us. God wants to use us in missions. And our job may not be up front. We may not be the ones getting shot at or speared like in the days of King David or whatever it might have been. But we are just as important to this whole plan and purpose of God in taking God's word to those who don't know him. What a great opportunity you have to share the gospel with people who are fleeing for their lives. Some of them may be hearing the gospel for the first time. So today, we're going to, at the end of this service, like we did the last 2 weeks as well, take up a special offering. Everything's going to go to our brother and sister. And we are literally pouring into them in such a way that some are hearing the gospel for the first time. And he's going to tell his story, but there are fledgling churches that are being birthed in the midst of refugee camps and what God is doing there. It's astounding stuff. So the first thing I want to encourage you is, Missions Month is not an off month. God is doing stuff in us and through us. Let's give, let's pray, let's support. The second thing that we learn then from this story of King David is that when we do that, God blesses us as well. I don't know what that's going to look like. For King David, they shared in the treasure evenly. For us, maybe it's heavenly reward. Maybe God will bless us with something here on earth as well. We don't know. But God blesses when we support missions, just like he blessed David's 200 that were left behind with the supplies. Amen? So without any further ado, I'd like to invite this wonderful couple to come on up. Let's make them feel welcome this morning. They're going to share their